Welcome to Fact or Fiction, history stuff for the history buff on HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm editor Candace Gibson, joined today by staff writer Joshua M. Clark. How's it going, Josh?
It's going well, Candace. How are you?
Fabulous as always.
So, Candace, I know you and your fiancé Stu love to run marathons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you watch the Olympics? Are you excited about the Olympics coming
up?
I'm
really pumped, yes.
Well, okay, I have a question for you today about some of the early Olympics, the first Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
The first recorded Olympics was what?
776 BC.
That's right, okay. But there's evidence that it goes back, you know, 250 years before that.
Yeah, to like Greek god times when
right.
Zeus battled it out and became king of the gods because he won an
yeah.
Olympic event.
And most of the evidence we have is just legend, and we've had to discern, you know, what happened originally from just looking at pottery, basically, right?
Mm-hmm. And a couple of poems written by people like Pliny the Elder.
Right, okay. But ultimately, we know that all of these legends, all these descriptions, all go back to the Olympics being started as a tribute to Zeus, the god of gods on Mount Olympus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, so with the Olympics originally, it was a one-day event, and it was actually just a single event, the stadion race?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, which is them running 600 feet, and it was one day. I can't imagine that took very long to hold that event, but ultimately, it caught on in such popularity that all these generally warring city-states that neighbored one another would take on an Olympic truce during the Olympics, and all fighting would stop, all feuds would be off, so that these Olympic athletes could come into Olympus, where they held the Olympics, right, logically enough, and compete for that one day. So they took it pretty seriously, right? Now, I've read your article pretty thoroughly, and I loved it. On how the first Olympics worked. But I noticed that it was very male-centric. There wasn't too much talk about women. And I had heard that women actually were very much discouraged from, you know, even watching the Olympics, so that they could be killed for doing so. Is that fact or is that fiction? Can you clear that up?
That's actually a fact. Young virgins could watch the Olympic event, but married women absolutely were forbidden. Mm. And the punishment for sneaking in and watching the games was actually death. Women were hurled off the pinnacle of Mount Taipan, which stands about 490 feet high. And there's actually a pretty famous legend about Kalipatera, who trained her son to compete in the Olympics. And she herself came from a long line of Olympic victors. And she snuck in. She was determined to watch her son compete. And when he won, she was so excited that she ran forward to congratulate him, and her clothes were ripped off of her in the process.
Wow.
And obviously it was revealed that she was a woman. But because, again, she had such Olympic roots, they decided to pardon her. And there's actually no archaeological evidence that anyone was thrown off the mountain. I guess they were looking for bones at the base of Taipan, and they couldn't find them.
Right.
But women pretty much stayed away. They learned their lesson.
Oh, I would too. A 500-foot drop would do it for me.
It's, yeah, pretty high. And also, toward the 8th century, a lot of the athletes started competing naked, and maybe this was for momentum or you know, less traction when they were running, but also it could have been an effort to discern whether the competitors were men or women competing in disguise. So
plus, I imagine it just felt good.
Yeah, you know, get the breeze in there.
Yeah.
So if you want to learn more about the first Olympics, you can read How the First Olympics Worked on HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.